Okay, this is Parak Tes and Hilchos with Zeach HaShemiras HaNefesh. Now we're going to switch over into the halachas of Egla Rufa, the case of when a body is found murdered between two cities, and the following procedure that takes place. Halacha Aleph, Harog Shenimsa Nofa B'art Amodam Yichal. Let's say we come across a dead body, we don't know who killed them. Ma'anichim Yosef Kamo, leave him in his place. Yotim Chamisha came in Bezim and Kabbalah Shushalayim. So five elders who sit on the high court in Yerushalayim come out. Shenemar ve'etzuz ve'etzuz ganechov shoftecha. Modim menu el harim shizvos ha'palam. They measure out to what it called. They measure out to where to the cities that are next to or surrounding the body. Adil nimsa b'tzad ir. Even if it's found next to a city, zu shadav yadu avadai shiakrova. Even and it's clearly obvious that that city is the closer of the two cities that are near the body. Mitzalimda. Nonetheless, the Sanhedrin still has to go ahead and measure. So after they find out which city is closer, Kovan is an Aragon Komo, so the body is buried in its place. The Chosen Zipnei, Yerushalayim and Komon, and the elders return back to their place. Bezin Shalosa Ir, and the Bezin of that specific city that so to speak, the dead body comes from. Vina Eglas Bakar, Mishal Anshe Osa Ir. So he brings a calf from that's paid for by the inhabitants in that city. Rina Osa El Nachal Shushote Perezaka. They bring a calf to a river that has a very strong tide or flowing strongly. Vizeo Eson Amar B'Torah. That's what it means when the Torah says Eson. Well, Gimel of Orphan Osam Sham B'Kofitz Machareta. So its head should be chopped off with a special type of knife. Bezin Shalosa Ir and Kozik Nei Ir and the Bezin of that city, along with all the elders of the city, Afilahim Mea, there are 100. Akol Rokhsin Estudiam Sham Makam Riflasa Shalagwa. They all wash their hands in the place where the calf is decapitated. And they say in the Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew in that place, they recite this. Basically, what they're saying is that the murder person did not never came to the city. And basically, that he didn't come to their city and they let him leave without giving him any food, nor did they see him go, or did they see him leave with anyone going with him. The Kohanim also say in Hebrew, then and God atones them for this sin. So when they measure the distance from the corpse to the nearest city, they must be exact, they can't estimate. They only measure to a city that has a court of 23. They don't measure Yerushalayim via Egla Rufa because Yerushalayim never brings an Egla Rufa. The Yerushalayim Nischalka Shvatim because it was never separated, it was never given over to the tribes. And Amar Ba'adama Shir Hashem Nechefa No Sein Nechal LeRishda. Okay, Nimsa Kar Yerushalayim or the Irsh Inba Basin. Let's say the body was found close to Yerushalayim or to a city that didn't have a basin. Manichun Osa, we leave it there. Umodin and El Shayar or Sismuchas. We measure it out to the other surrounding cities. Nimsa Samach or the Sefer or the Irsh Yesh Ba'Galim. Let's say it's near a border city or a city that has lots of non-Jews in it. So then, what do you call it? No measurements made. We assume non-Jews killed this person. So the city that's closest to the dead body does not bring the Egla Rufa. Right? As long as, what do you call it? The population of that city is similar in size to the population of the city further away. Let's say the city that's further away has way more people than the city that's closer. You go based on the majority. Therefore, the majority, I mean, the larger city brings the calf. Even though midoraisa, there are times when we go after the majority and the times we go after that which is closest proximity wise. In this situation, we give more credence to the majority. Let's say the corpse is from equal distance between two cities, and let's say the populations of each of these are basically equal. They together bring one calf. They give and they say, right? So basically, make a condition. Each one says, if the city is closer to you, the cap belongs to the inhabitants, and we're giving our half as a present. Because you can never measure exactly. Vafilu meaning simultaneously, but really be that exact a measurement. Vafilu be the adam, even by something that's the result of human actions. So where do we measure the body from? Bechoto, from its nose. Nimsa gufo makam echad, roshu makam acher. Let's say you come across the corpse and its body's in one part and its head is in another part. Malicha neguf eitz larosh, we bring the body next to the head. Mekobonoso mekomo, buried in its place. Anytime you come across a dead body that needs to be buried, malicha gufa eitz, and in such a situation, malicha gufa eitz larosho, we bring the body to the head, mekobon mekomo, and it's buried in its place. Nimsu meitzim rabim, zeh b'tzad zeh. Let's say there are many dead bodies found next to each other. Modin mechoto shekol echad echad. Mehen, we measure it from the nose of each one individually. Vim haisit yir achas korbo lekulam. And if there's one city that's closer to all of them, mevia egla achas akulam. Only one egla is brought on all the corpses. Nimsu zeh al gabi zeh. But let's say the corpses are piled one on top of the other. Modin me'elyon kemoshehin munachim. Measure from the top one since it is lying on the other ones. Look it up. Nemar. The Torah says when you come across or find the dead body, nachal remains lo chanukum lamafarfresh ain't in nachala. Doesn't mean choked, and it doesn't mean what do you call it, strangled. Or a person who's like having seizing up before he dies, ain't in nachala. Chol him in sword. But dama, then the pasuk says in the earth lo tamun begal. It means he's not buried in a mound. No fell. The pasuk says lo tali beilan. It doesn't mean he's hanging from a tree. Basada, which is a field, a lot sof up in mind, not a case where the corpse is floating on body water. Lord of the Mika, we don't know who killed them. Ha inoda, if we do know, lohi orphan, then we will know, we'll not go ahead and do the egla gufa procedure. Lucky base, a filu ra horeg eid echad. Even if it's only one witness saw the killer, a filu eben, o isha, o pasla edis bavera, whether it's a servant or woman who is someone who's not able to give testimony, lohi orphan, they wouldn't do the egla gufa. Avigat the ever misharabra, as chanan begaloi. And that's why when the murders, they really increase in size and population, Bala Egla Rufa, the Egla Rufa stopped being done. Let's say one witness says, I saw the killer. And one witness challenges that testimony. Ramalo lower Isa, and he says to him, there's no way you saw. How you orphan? Then Egla Rufa is done. When they come together as one. Imam if one guy comes along and says, I saw the guy kill, or he's in that monk, and he's believed as if two in him to the area of Egla Rufa, and if a witness come later on and said, no, that guy didn't see it, right? We don't go ahead and listen to the second witness, main orphan, and therefore don't do the Egla Rufa ceremony. Right, so let's say two witnesses come along. Let's say two witnesses come after one guy testified he saw the killer, and they challenge his testimony. Ramulo, they say to this first witness, "Lo Raisa." Then Arayin Kishte Edios and Achishus Yuzuv Orphan. Therefore, they're like two groups of witnesses challenging each other, and you don't do, and therefore you do the Egla Rufa. They cancel each other out. Yisho Maris Aces Ahorag Yisha Cheres Machashus Asa. A woman says she saw the killer, and another woman says, "No, you didn't." Val Maris Lo Rais Hayu Orphan. They would do the Egla Rufa. Ben Shabel Shteink Achas. Well, the two come together as one. Ben Shabel Zuachzer one after the other. Shnayim Omer Mar, you know, if two people say they saw, the Echad Omer Lahem Lo Ve'isen, one says to them, you didn't see, Ein Orfin No Tu'el Galufa. Echad Omer Ra'isi, one guy says he saw, V'shnayim Omer, and two say, Lo, to him, Lo Ra'isa, you didn't see it, then you do the Egla Rufa. Look at the Zalmed, Bar Morim, what is the supply? V'shayu Shloshim K'sher, when they're all kasher for witnesses, Obsum, or they're all Pasch. Avim Omer Eid Echad Ra'isi, Ahareg, if one witness comes along and says, I saw the killer, U'shtei Nashem, U'shtei Psum, and two women who can't testify, or two people who are not, unable to testify, Omer Lo, Lorisa, they say, you didn't see, ain't over, we don't do the Egla Rufa. Let's say two women or two Adam who are possible to say, we saw the killer. And what witness who's kosher challenges that testimony, or from we do the Egla Rufa. Even 100 women, 100 people who are possible for Adis, one witness challenges all them. We treat it as one witness against one witness. Three women or three people are possible for Adis. Omrim, right, you know, they say we saw Ahoreg, the killer. Varman Hashem, Arav Solom, Omrim, Lover Yisem. And then four women or four people are possible for Adis say, you didn't see it. Orphan, Egla Rufa is done. Zeklal, the general principle is Basulim. Holechach, Arov, Minyan, Bechol, Malkum. We go based on the majority in every situation. That is Parak Tess. And we'll continue with Parak Yud next time.